Okay, ladies, let's learn Torah. We are doing Perek Bamei Madlikin, and actually now we are about to begin the sugya of Chanukah. There are three different shitos in the Gemara about the psilos u'shmanim she'amru chachamim ein madlikin mehem Shabbos, right? That the wicks and the oils that we're not allowed to light on Shabbos, whether we can light with them on Chanukah or not. Question, which psilos and shmonim are we talking about?
The things in the Mishnah,
that's one possibility, and that is certainly correct. But what about the other stuff? Other stuff in terms of we have things that they were hosifu aleihem, that we had on Chaf Amid Beis, and we also had on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, the tarovis. Right? Like, let's say I have a little bit of kosher oil and some non-kosher oil. Are you allowed to use that for Hadlakas Neros Chanukah? What would you say? Just simple reading of the Gemara. Yes, no, maybe. Good, bad, indifferent.
Yes.
Yes. That you can use it or you can't?
That you can use.
What?
That you can use.
That you can use it. Why?
Because it just says anything that can't be used on Shabbos can't be used on
Chanukah. Okay, so that would mean, presumably, that anything, even those which are derabbanon, you should not use on Chanukah, l'cha'ora. Even.
Does that really refer to
Tanaim?
Because if that's true, then it's really only Shabbos.
You have to speak loud, I tend to be deaf.
Is the term Chachamim ever used to refer to Amoraim, or is it usually only.
So I'm not enough of a Bucky and Shas to answer that question. The simple Lashon, I would assume, and especially where the Gemara is coming in context. This is something that we spoke about last time in terms of Hadlakas Neros Shebe Mikdash, but the Gemara in context coming after those sugyas about the mixture of oils would sound like you cannot light it on Chanukah also, at least according to Rav Huna. However, if I go to the Svara approach, I end up with something very different, because once I go into the Svara approach, I'm going to say, one second, the reason why I can't use these things on Shabbos is a Gezeira D'Rabbanan, no? And presumably by Neris Chanukah, which is Kol Kulo Midrabbanan, all of Chanukah is rabbinic, so presumably you should be allowed to use it, because it would be something like a Gezeira L'Gezeira, almost like Chilav Mechutach, or whatever the Gemara discussed earlier. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in his notes on the Gemara, comments that he thinks la halacha you're allowed to use the mixture of oils for hadlakas neros chanukah, and amru chachamim he suggests means only in the Mishnah, although he's not fully convinced that this is pshat. Adina is saying, of course it's pshat, like chachamim means tanoim. I don't know. I just don't have enough bekiyas to answer that. Fine. So Rav Huna is shita number one. And what does Rav Huna hold? You cannot light it. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. Right? That's what Rav Huna says. Now, for some reason, when the Tosfos quotes this Gemara, Tosfos reverses the order. Our Gemara says, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. The Bali HaTosfos, again, in my Tosfos, it's like the top line on Amud Beis. The Bali HaTosfos say, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, not Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'chol. Interesting, no? Does it mean anything? Haven't got the foggiest idea. I mean, maybe I do, actually. But you'll have to, like, wait. Okay? But it's, I'd say, a tenth of a diuk. Does anyone assume more than a tenth, less than a tenth? I think it's somewhere along that. The sequence in the Gemara usually indicates that the more pashut item comes first and the bigger chiddush comes second. That would be the general signon halashon. Whether Shabbos or Chol is more pashut is something that's worth thinking about. Okay, so shita number one is Rav Huna, that you're not allowed to use these oils and wicks, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. Why? What does the Gemara say? Okay, so Rava tells us that Rav Huna is saying two different halachos, no? Kavsa zakukla, kavta zakukla, and mutar lehishtamesh laora. Okay? Now, kavsa zakukla, I apologize, I can't do svardin actually, it's hard for me. Kavsa zakukla means that bechol, during the week, if the Ner Chanukah goes out, do you have to relight it or not? The opinion that Kavsa Zakukla means you have to relight it, and because I'll have to relight it, therefore I should not put myself in a situation where I might have it go out. These wicks, these oils, it might go out early, so therefore don't be in that situation, don't use them. That's what Rav Huna says. That Kavsa Zakukla is the weekday Svara. Now, the Shabbos Dika Svara, as it were, is Mutar Lehishtamesh La'ora, which means that you're allowed to get benefit from Ner Chanukah, and therefore... Therefore, you're worried that you're going to like start reading a book, Kayadua Calvin and Hobbes, because that's the only thing you'd want to read, and I'm just like, one of my kids is very into this now, and... What's going to happen is, as you start to read it, you will end up being mata, you're ending up going to tilt the candle, and you'll violate the iser of Havara on Shabbos. Great, wonderful. Now, let's just talk for a minute about what Kavsa Zakukla means. Kavsa Zakukla means, if it goes out, you have to relight it. Why? Oh! Okay, so Elisheva is suggesting because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, well, that's already too razzle-dazzle. We'll get there like in 2 weeks, maybe. All right? By the way, when is the midterm? Does anyone know?
No, tomorrow.
What?
What?
No way. You can't be serious.
It's November 1st.
What?
November 1st.
Okay, so I don't... We're going to have to discuss offline. No. It's not going to be November 1st, okay? We'll figure it out, but... Okay, that's a no. Now, Kavsa Zakukla. So Elisheva has explained that Kavsa Zakukla means that you didn't get the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neris Chanukah, and therefore you have to relight it. But everyone agree? Sounds reasonable? Why did I not get the mitzvah? Tell you?
It has to be lit for that amount of time.
Because Bamei Madlikin is lit, right? It has to be lit, but why?
Because
of the shear. Okay, so now already we're connecting it to the Gemara before the two dots, so the end of this Gemara, but why?
It has to be lit.
I'd say it's about
Pirsumei Nisa. The mitzvah of Hadlakas Neris Chanukah is a mitzvah Pirsumei Nisa, right? This is like Aleph Beis of Judaism, right? I'm serious. Everyone knows that. I think there's an Adam Sandler song about like Chanukah even, right? So the mitzvah is, right? The mitzvah is that it should be lit. That's Pirsum Hanes. So obviously, Kavsa Zakukla, because you didn't get the mitzvah. Everyone agree with that? Pasul Hesber? Okay, does Rashi agree with this? Dun, 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 dun. I'm in a good mood, I don't know why. It's a mistake, probably. But what does Rashi say?
He thinks that your act of lighting wasn't fulfilled.
Same, better, or more precisely...
Well, the first time, otherwise, when you lit it, you didn't actually light it. Does that make sense?
Zakt Rashi, Kavsa Zakukla, Litakna, you have to fix it. Therefore, Lechatrila, you have to light it properly. Dilma Pasha Velomitakinla. Maybe I will be Poshea, I'll be negligent, and they won't fix it. But Rashi, I think, the last words in Rashi, again, Yesh La'ayin, whether... I think Rashi could have stopped after the word Yafa. What is Rashi adding with these words, Doma Pasha V'lo Metaken La? That what?
Then you won't fulfill mitzvah.
I won't fulfill which mitzvah? I would argue, that Rashi is saying almost that there's like two separate mitzvahs in Hadlakas Haner. Zakt Rashi, I have to fix it. Kavsa zakakor latakna. Therefore, lechatchila, I have to make it proper. Why? Because duma pasha v'lo metakin la. Maybe I'll be negligent and I won't fix it. In other words, I'm worried that you won't do the tikkun. Rashi is not saying that if I don't fix it, I won't get the mitzvah. Right? Rashi seems to be saying if I don't fix it, I don't get this tikkun, which I would argue is I don't get the extra level of pirsum hanes. Meaning, Rashi is not saying I do not get the essential mitzvah of Chanukah. If the concern would be that I have to relight it because my first hadlaka was nothing, so then I don't need the last five words in Rashi. I have to fix it to get the mitzvah. Ad kan. I think that's what Elisheva was saying. That I have to fix the candle, because if I don't fix the candle, I'm not mekayim pirsum hanes. And pirsum hanes is the fundamental mitzvah of Chanukah. However, Rashi is saying, nitazai, Rashi is saying that I have to fix it, right? Where I'm worried that if I won't fix it, if I'll be poshen, I won't fix it, something bad will happen. But he's not saying that the bad thing is I won't get the mitzvah. The bad thing is I won't have this added kiyum of pirsum hanes. Rashi's addition of doma pasha, I think, is saying something. Is saying something out of the ordinary. Okay, the ordinary pshat would have been that I have to light properly so that it burns and I get the mitzvah, but Rashi does not say that. Rashi says I have to light properly because I'm worried that maybe I won't relight it, and if I don't relight it, so then there's going to be something bad, but that something is not as bad as not getting the Ikar Mitzvah.
But we're also reading, pursuing Nisa into this Rashi. Wouldn't it make more sense, what Michal brought up before, like Hanacha? That would make more sense that...
So maybe Hanacha Osa Mitzvah would make more sense. In other words, but... And we'll have to hold that idea, because what we'd be saying then is that the Machlokas... Whether kavsa zakukla eno zakukla, whether hadlaka osa mitzvah, hanacha osa mitzvah, and that would be a nice idea, and Shulchan Aruch certainly sounds that way, no? But the Taz jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and says that I have no idea what that expression means. My wife uses it. And the Taz says that no, it can't be. That's the Mechaber writes in Tafresh Ayin Gimel Seif Beis that since hadlaka osa mitzvah. Therefore, hadlaka osa mitzvah lefikach im kavsa eino zakukla. So the Taz asks, what do you mean? Hadlaka osa mitzvah, therefore if it goes out, eino zakukla? The Taz asks, eino yodea heich talo yizebezeh. Because even if hanacha osa mitzvah, the din would still be true. The Gemara has many proofs that we pass in hadlaka osa mitzvah, not hanacha osa mitzvah. And none of these proofs are the fact that we pass in kavsa in zakukla. The Gemara never connects the sugyas. The lashon of Shulchan Aruch seems to connect them, but the Taz says, like, what the heck? Right? Taz says, that can't be the pshat. So, I guess we could have argued, I'm taken by this Taz, that I can't even entertain the idea that the machlokas of hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah is the machlokas of whether kavsa zakukla, eino zakukla, but the simple meaning of the Shulchan Aruch, I guess you're right, Right? What Sophia is saying is that, yeah, I guess that's correct. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Machlokas and the Gemara relates to those ideas. So far, so good? But I would say that Rashi is for sure not saying that. You get the impression from Rashi, the fact that he's worried that I'll be Poshea also indicates, let's say I'm not Poshea, let's say it's an Ones. Let's say, Mashallah Hadavar Dome, I light candles on a Friday late afternoon, before Friday night. And then they go out. So I can't relight them. So I'm not a Poshea, am I? I'm not a Poshea. Because the fact that I can't relight them, I want to relight it, right? Efshiva Efshiba, Ma'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Alai. I can't relight it. So, Rashi might be simply taking a stand on that question, on Ekshumas Hadeshen. No? Again, I'm just reading a Rashi. Does this sound reasonable, ladies? Fine, let's go on. Where am I? Oh. So the first opinion we have, Rav Huna, is that we pass in Kavsa Zakakla, and we also pass in Mutter Lehishtamish La'ore. Rav Chista, opinion number two, is what? Right on Chol, not Shabbos. Why? Kavsa Ein Zakakla. And he holds Asur Lehishtamish, and he holds Mutter Lehishtamish La'ore, right? Kavsa Ein Zakakla. That therefore I'm allowed to use these bad wicks during the week, but on Shabbos I can't. And then Rab Zeira says, or Rav Masna says, whoever it is, that you cannot use them both on Shabbos or Bechol, because Chavsa Ein Zakukla and Aser Lehishtameish La'Oira. And Halacha L'Maisa, this third opinion of Reb Zera, Reb Masna, whatever, that we pass in Kofsa Ein Zakukla, and we pass in Asur Hishtamish La'ora, that's the opinion that carries the day. The Rambam passes this way in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, and Tosfos at the end of the Tap Tosfos basically stacks the deck and says that La Halacha, that's how we have to hold. So we pass in Kofsa Ein Zakukla, and we pass in Asur Lehishtamish La'ora. Now, let's just do a little more Gemara, and then we'll come back to analyze this, because I'm just worried if we start the analysis, we're not going to do these couple of lines in the Gemara, and these lines are kind of cool. Amur Rabban Kamei Dabayim Shmei Drebi Yomiyo V'lo Kibla. They said it in the name of Reb Yirmiyah, and Abaye didn't accept the din. But when they said this halach in the name of Reb Yochanan, then Abaye accepted this din. Right? So he said, had I been Zaycha, I would have learned it earlier. But Lamaisa, you learned it. The Gemara answers, Nafkamina Lagirsa de Yankasa. In other words, Abaye is like bemoaning the fact that he didn't accept this halacha the first time he heard it, because Girsa de Yankasa has a certain power. The notes on the side of the Gemara send us to the Mishnah in Avos, in the fourth parak, where the Mishnah says that a person who learns Torah in his or her youth, it's like writing on a clean piece of paper, as opposed to when you learn Torah a little bit older in life, so then you're writing on the paper that's already been written on and erased. I don't know if you remember like writing with pencils as a kid. When you write with pencil, then you erase, so it ends up all smudgy, right? And it's not... You still write with a pencil?
Yeah.
Wow. You should know, I, for years, used to write with a pencil in my Gemara. I used to work out the pen and the pencil, and I wrote only with a pencil in my Gemara, because I'm like, what happens if I'm going to have to erase it, and I'll make a mistake? So then I realized that the problem with writing in pencil is that when I look back at my Gemara 10 years later, I can't read anything.
You know, they make sprays. All my notes from my previous years are kind of smudgy, and there's a spray that you can spray on your paper. That makes the pencil not small.
That's a
question.
Okay, so this is like modern technology. I don't know.
No, like if you have a preserver, it's just had it.
Okay, let's go on. So basically what the Gemara is saying is that Abaye is bemoaning the fact that he didn't accept this halacha the second time, the first time around, because had he gotten it as Girsa de Yankasa, it would have penetrated his mind more, he'd understand it better, etc. Next question, though. How are they allowed to do this? Aren't the Chachamim like lying? First they say the din in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Abaye says, eh! Who's interested? Then they say, oh, Rabbi Yochanan said it, no? So then Abaye says, oh, now I'll accept it. Like, isn't that like kind of against the laws? Are they lying?
It's not like Rabbi and Talmud together,
Speak louder.
I don't know. Why is it a problem for them? It's a problem for Abaye that he's basing halacha.
Well, apparently they knew that Abaye is not as likely to accept a halacha from Rabbi Yirmiyah. So even though they say it in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, he doesn't accept it. So later on they say, oh, we want Abaye to accept the din. So they start saying the halacha in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And then Abaye says, no, I accept it. I think this is somewhat problematic. But this happens many times in Shas. Apparently, the Maritzchias, I believe, has one of his essays in the Kol Kisvei where he speaks about that for the sake of Emes and Torah, you're allowed to distort rabbinic names. In other words, to get Abaye to accept the din, they are changing. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this?
No, I thought that he does, and that's the point. That Rabin comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he says, like, Rabbi Yochanan actually quotes this way. So, that's what I thought.
Are you saying he really...
really did.
Yeah.
So first the Chachamim say in the name of Rabbi... Did Rabbi Yirmiyah say it? Again, in our Gemara, we don't see the names Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Yochanan. So again, it could be that Rabbi Yochanan said this in Eretz Yisrael. So then... So you're saying it's not a distortion. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's how I
understood
this.
So the only issue is... whether Abaye got it in his youth or whether Abaye got it later on. Mm-hmm. Okay, Beseder, I'm happy to accept that. There are other Gemaras where the Gemara speaks about changing the names, and that does seem to be a little bit problematic, but okay. Biter. Then the Gemara says, how can you tell me Kafsa ain Zakukla? Apparently the Gemara is picking on this Shita as the Iker Shita, and we ask a question, what do you mean Kafsa ain Zakukla? Right? The Gemara does not use this just to prove Kafsa Zakukla. The Gemara is coming from the baseline assumption that Kafsa ain Zakukla, and we ask a question that don't you have to light Neris Chanukah from Tishka Hachama Chetichla Regal Menashuk? We will have to define these terms. What Tishka Hachama means, what Tichla Regal Menashuk means, we'll have to define it. So for the Gemara, either mitzvah is from Shkia until, or from Tishka Hachama until Tichla Regal Menashuk. My lab di kavsa hadar madikla, doesn't this indicate that kavsa zakikla? Zakli mar lo, di ilo adlik madlik. The inami l'shi'ura. The Gemara has two different answers. Right, one answer is that this man tells me if I didn't light yet, I can still light. The other answer tells me that there is a halacha of the shiur. Okay, now, just to work backwards. One would argue as follows. The svara of di'i lo adlak madlak means that I have this window of opportunity between tishka cham and tichla regal manashuk, and I have to light during that time. That might mean that if I light during that time, even for a second, I'm yotze the mitzvah. No? The opinion of Shi'ura might be saying that really the zman is, you have to have it burning for this amount of time. Right? In other words, the approach of di'i lo adlik madlik, I would say, would argue that the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is just the hadlaka itself. the meshech, the continuation of the burning, that is not essential, according to opinion one. But opinion two, that says, inami l'shi'ura, that opinion is saying, no, there's a requirement also of meshech ha-hadlaka. Right? In other words, opinion one would be saying, and again, assuming that these two opinions are disagreeing, which is what the Balei HaTosfos assume in the Divrei Maaseh De'ilo Adlak, the Rambam takes the approach that the opinions are not disagreeing. But assuming they are disagreeing, that would mean that the first opinion in the Gemara is saying there's no such thing as the Meshech HaHadlaka. That all you need is a Maisa HaHadlaka and end. And the second opinion is saying, Inami L'Shi'ura, that no, you also need a Meshech Zman HaHadlaka, which I would say indicates that the Pirsum is more integrated in the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah. If the mitzvah is only the hadlaka, then the Pirsum is less integrated in the mitzvah. Now, what I'm trying to get at is as follows. One could argue that the machlokes between kofsa zokukla and kofsa eino zokukla is whether the mitzvah of hadlokas neris chanukah is just to do a maisa ha-hadlokah, or whether there's also some mitzvah, whether the same mitzvah or a slightly different mitzvah of the meshech ha-hadlokah, of having it be lit, right? Is the mitzvah too light or to be lit? So that is the machlokes kofsa zokuk and eino zokuk, and one could argue min hasvara that this is the same as the two opinions in the Gemara of ilo adlik madlik inami l'shi'ura, assuming these two opinions are disagreeing. Does that make sense? We're going to try to build on this stuff over time, but hanir lafi anias daiti, that it makes sense. And the opinion of Kavsa Eino Zokokla is clearly saying that all you need is a Maisa HaHadlaka. You do not need any Meshech Zman HaHavara. It doesn't have to continue to burn. Okay, now, conceptually, why would this be true? Why would the mitzvah be only the Maisa HaHadlaka? Right? The other opinion, that it has to burn, has Pirsum as part of it, and that seems to be a much bigger deal in Chanukah. The opinion of Kofsa Eino Zokukla, the opinion of Ilo Adlik Madlik, which is the opinion that we paskin like La Halacha, seems to be much more difficult. Does anyone want to take a stab at why conceptually the Ilo Adlik Madlik or Kofsa Eino Zokukla, how does that fit into the idea of Chanukah? How can we skip the Pirsum? Isn't it difficult to know? Like, Pirsum Enisa is like, that's the whole thing. Right? I know people who, like, during Chanukah, like, walk around wearing, like, sweatshirts that have, you know, candles on it and stuff like that. Right? Because that's all Pirsum. And that's very nice. I don't know anyone, of course. God, right? But how does this make any sense? That's the question. So my friend Rabbi Daniel Feldman, in his Sefer Bino Bisfarim, actually came out with a fifth volume last night. He made bar mitzvah for his son, and he came out with the fifth volume of Bino Bisfarim. But in Bino Bisfarim volume 4, which is the volume about Chanukah, he has a number of suggestions, but the one suggestion that I like the most is as follows. The whole yisod of the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah is that the Beis HaMikdash is defiled, they don't have any oil, and they go and they look and they find one little bit of oil, and they light it. And a miracle happens, that the oil continues to burn and burn and burn and burn. No? Now, what that means on some level is that what they were doing was a teeny bit of just hishtadlus, even though it wouldn't really have a tremendous effect. They're lighting the little bit of oil that they had, and it's going to end. Right? They're going to get one night of it. That's the end of the discussion. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Meshech HaHatlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it burn longer. So maybe one could argue that the mitzvah of Chanukah is fundamentally, you do your bit. That's the real mitzvah. You do your bit. Whatever happens after, that's not up to you. That's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, we could argue, Kafsa Eino Zokokla means that all you have to do is that little bit that something akin to what they did. Now, obviously, it's not exactly the same, right? Because in their times, they lit the Neros, and the Neros, what's it called? The Neros would have burned for a full night, etc. But then again, right, we could question, what's the halacha in the Beis HaMikdash by Hadlakas HaMenorah? Do I pass him by Hadlakas HaMenorah? Kafsa Zakukla, Kafsa Eino Zakukla. No? You ever thought about this one? Let's say in the Beis HaMikdash, you light the candle and it goes out. Do you have to relight it?
I think you do, but I'm not
sure. What?
Well, I think it depends on which
ner it is. So there is a halacha that the ner ma'aravi would burn all night. Again, was that miraculous? Or is that... What?
I mean, it could have been miraculous. Or they could have just put more oil.
So I think it was miraculous, actually, because I think all of the Knei HaMenorah had the same amount. There's a topic in the Minchas Chinuch about whether Hadlakas HaMenorah in the Mikdash we pass in Kavsa Zakukla or Kavsa Eino Zakukla. Right? That is not discussed in our Gemara. Right? At least directly. We paskin that the Psilos Hashmonim, you're not supposed to light them in the Mikdash. Right? That was the previous Gemara. Does that have any implications for Kavsa Zakukla in the Mikdash? The Gemara never connects it. Huh. It's interesting. It's worth thinking about. Okay. So Zolzayim, what we're trying to suggest, I think, is that the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah in on Chanukah might be just a mitzvah of Hadlaka, end of conversation, and the mitzvah of Pirsum may or may not even exist. And even if Pirsum exists, that doesn't mean I don't get the Ikar mitzvah if I just have a hadlaka mibli Pirsum. That seems to be the opinion of Kavsa Eino Zakukla. That seems to be that opinion. Good. Taisus. Ready? Oh, yeah. Taisus. V'im Tomar. Taisus asks a question. Maybe minale l'rava... Desava Rav Huna de Mutter Lishdamish La Ura Dilma Hada Omer Emad Likin Bishabis Mishim Desava Kavsa Zakukla Ve Ein Yachol La Hadle Bishabis. Right, so the Bali HaTaisis ask Akasha, how do you know that the reason why Rav Huna says you're not allowed to use these wicks and oils on Shabbos is because of No, maybe it's because kafsa zakukla, and on Shabbos you won't be able to redo it. And therefore, because I won't be able to redo it on Shabbos, therefore we have to use psilos ushmanim, which are kosher. Right? So Tosis is asking, based on kafsa zakukla. Let's just pause on Taisus's kasha for a second. Does Taisus agree with Rashi's understanding of Kafsa Zakukla, or not agree with Rashi's understanding of Kafsa Zakukla? Dun, 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 dun. I like the music, it's very nice. Does Tosis agree with Rashi or not? No. Okay, that's good.
Rashi said you still get the mitzvah even if you don't have to relight it. But here, since we said you wouldn't get the mitzvah, you don't relight it.
Excellent. Right? In other words, Tosfos asks a kasha. Frek Tosfos may be the reason why I am not allowed to use these psilos and shmonim which are pasul on Shabbos is because kofsa zokokla. Maybe the reason is because you have to relight it and you're not allowed to relight it on Shabbos. Well, Rashi is going to say, whoa, one second. We were medayik from Rashi that kofsa zokokla, the whole issue is that there's a concern, yeah, you're supposed to relight it and maybe you'll be posheya. And on Shabbos, l'cha'ora, it's not a din of pshia. The fact that I don't relight it on Shabbos is because, right, how did we say it before? Efshiva, efshiva. I want to relight it. God said I can't. The fact that Tosis is asking this kasha shows that Tosis has a different understanding of kafsa zakukla than Rashi has. Right, for Tosis, the issue is not maybe you'll be posheya, or, as I was trying to maintain a few minutes ago, it's not that there are two separate kiyumim. Tosis is going to say there's one kiyum. And if y'all kafsa zakukla, the only kiyum is that it should continue to burn. The only kiyum is piersum. And therefore on Shabbos you won't get the mitzvah, so therefore you have to use a good oil, a good wick. Tosis is disagreeing with Rashi. Again, can I take a shvuah though, right? So this is pshat? No. But I do think that according to Rashi, Tosis has zero question. Is that clear, Shira? Excellent. Oh. So Tosis asks, maybe there's only one reason of kafsa zakukla. Maybe Rav Huna doesn't have a second reason. So Tosis answers. Who wants to tell me Tosis' answer?
Shemayata.
Louder?
The second reason is Shemayata.
No. Maybe you don't have the reason of Shemayata at all, right? That's what Tosis asks. So Tosis answers. Now, how does the Gemara know that Rav Huna is saying two separate things? One thing of Kapsa Zakukla, and another thing of Mutra Lahishtamesh La'ora. For Tosis, maybe it's only because of Kapsa Zakukla. And on Shabbos also, kafsa zakukla, you can't do it. Adina?
The language of the Gemara of Beit Shabbos, in the Holy Shabbos, has two separate reasons.
So Tosis says that it can't be that it's all because of kafsa zakukla, because if it's all because of kafsa zakukla, so then you don't have to distinguish between Chol and Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says, Bein b'chol, Bein b'shabbos. That indicates, says Tosis, that there are two separate reasons. If my kasha would be correct, that's all because of kafsa zakukla, so we should just say psil sheshman shamar chachamim eim adlikim em b'shabbos, right? Eim adlikim em b'chanukah, end of statement. The fact that we have the reasons bein b'shabbos bein b'chol, or according to Tosis, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, the fact that we have that extra thing indicates that there are two separate reasons. That's Tosis' approach. Okay. Nice. Elegant. Now comes along the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, one second. If what we're saying is that Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos are two separate approaches, two separate halachos, so then we could also start to think of nafgaminas between the two reasons. You see, according to Tosis's kasha, that psilos ishmanim I can't use on Shabbos because kafsa zakukla. So then I'd assume that there's really no fundamental difference lahalacha between the reason of kafsa zakukla and the reason of mutra lahishtamesh la'ora. They're all the same. But once I'm saying that it's two separate reasons, so then lacha'ora there has to be, says the Beis Halevi, a halachic nafgamina between these two reasons. You know, if it's just, you see, what Tosis is developing is that the fact that the Gemara uses the words Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, that indicates that it's two separate reasons. So the Beis Halevi says, wonderful. But now let's think halachically, says the Beis Halevi. If it's two separate reasons, there's got to be a nafgamina between the two reasons, no? Mm-hmm. What's the nafgamina between these reasons? That's the Beis Halevi's kasha. Does anyone want to take a stab at this? Am I Are you with me, Atara? Okay, so far so good. See, I'm not sure like how this works. Like with guys, they're always screaming out. Usually stuff that is not necessarily connected to what we're doing. But because guys are always screaming out, I have a sense as to whether or not people are paying attention. The women tend to be less screamy-outy. Is that correct English? So it's harder for me to know if people are paying attention. It's a thing. Whatever. So now. So the Beis Halevi asks, the Beis Halevi asks, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? So Beis Halevi has the following suggestion. I think we may have mentioned this, Sophia.
I think I don't fully understand. My Vatos was saying that there are two separate reasons, but they both apply. So it doesn't seem like what nafkamina they, during every moment throughout the week, there'll be
something. So, Tos is saying that there are two separate reasons. That much we agree about. Now, yes, they both apply, but one applies b'chol, one applies b'Shabbos. Right? But on Shabbos, according to Tosfos, the reason of kafsa zakukla would also apply. Right? Tosfos asks, maybe kafsa zakukla should apply on Shabbos also. So Tosfos says, yeah, kafsa zakukla would help on Shabbos, but I have a separate reason of mutar l'shtamesh la'ora, which is the real reason for Shabbos, or is another reason for Shabbos. According to Tosfos, we are not moving away from the fact that kafsa zakukla would be a reason for Shabbos. It's just that we have another reason on Shabbos as well of mutar l'shtamesh la'ora. Is that a better way of saying it, Sophia? Right? Adina, you seem... Yeah?
So then, could you... If we say that kafsa zakukla is an issue of shear, right, how long it has to light,
then at a certain point, if you say if it goes out, it must be lighted. Unless it's a case of Shabbos, where you had it lit for that certain amount of time, but then you relight it because it's already Shabbos. So, again, I think that's all possible, but it's still not a nafgamina between the reasons. Right? In other words, what you're saying is that Kafsa Zakukla is connected to the second answer of the Gemara of Inami L'Shi'ura. I agree with that. Right? But, so I'm supposed to relight it. On Shabbos, I can't relight it. Right? If it goes out. So the reason of kafsa zakukla would be a reason why I need good wicks and oils on Shabbos.
Right, but it could be a reason that if you light it on... I think like the Todd was talking about how if you were to light it earlier in the day on Friday.
Right.
So then you could maybe say that if you light it earlier in the day, and then it goes right until that point, it's already been lit for this year, but Shabbos hasn't started yet. So in theory, you shouldn't have to light it, except that kafsa zakukla.
Maybe. Maybe, although we have to question that...
I guess so it's like before it's not. It's
would the opinion of l'shi'ura help in a case where I'm lighting way before Eichet Tishka Hachama? I mean, maybe, right? In other words, what you're saying is that if the two opinions disagree, so enochanami, if I have this amount of oil, I could light it. It's a little bit wild. Now, it would be hard to get my head around it. I could light the neros any time in the middle of the day, even. As long as I have that amount of oil, I get the mitzvah. That's a little wild.
But I guess you have to light it. It's not really for that night that you really want to light after shiur.
Yeah, we have to hold these thoughts because we'll get there. Liat, you had a comment?
No, it's not fleshed out. Carry on.
So the Beis Halevi has the following suggestions. Ready? Says the Beis Halevi, if the reason is because of kafsa zakukla, so then let's say the only wicks that I have are pusel wicks. Am I supposed to use the pusel wicks? I live in the town, and the only wicks in that community are pusel. Am I supposed to use them? L'cha'ora, if it's because of kafsa zakukla, so then I'm really hedging my bets. Because kafsa zakukla means if it goes out, I'm going to have to relight it. But there's no reason to assume that every time I use a bad wick, it's going to go out. It's entirely possible I'll use a bad wick and it won't go out. So kafsa zakukla would be saying, you know what, L'chadchila, use the good wicks. If you don't have a good wick, even a bad wick is better than nothing. But if I hold of the reason of mutar l'hishtamesh la'ora, which becomes a reason of shema yata, so then if the only wick I have is a bad wick, I'm not allowed to use it. Because Chazal aser using bad wicks, because you might be mata. So a nafgamina between the two approaches. Again, the Beis Halevi is saying that al karchacha, there has to be a halachic nafgamina between the reason of kofsa zakukla and the reason of shema yata. So the nafgamina is b'mikra, that I don't have anything besides a pasul wick. That's one approach. Next approach, or next nafgamina. You know, our practice of Neres Chanukah is that we do more than the Iker Mitzvah, no? The Mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beso, but we do Mahajran, the Hajram and Hamahajran, whatever it is. So, let's say, one of the additional candles. I have a good wick for one candle. The additional candles, am I allowed to use bad wicks for those? Would only indicate that I don't get the Iker Mitzvah. But if I got the Iker Mitzvah, I have one good wick. So then the additional candles I could use from pasul wicks. However, if the concern is Mutar l'hishtamesh la'ora, read Shema Yata, so then in that situation I could not use a bad wick at all. That, I think, is the second nafkamina that the Beis Halevi develops. Great. Now we're ready for the Chidushei HaRamban. Okay. Ladies, who wants to tell me what the Ramban says? Who did the Ramban? What?
It was like, maybe it's the Chidushei HaRamban. We're like, no, it's definitely the Muhammad. Like, we're going to just go to the
Ramban. I'm sorry. Someone here, Atari brought a Chidushei HaRamban. Maybe it's a Mochamos on this?
No, it's connected.
I don't remember.
The first part connected, but then the rest was like...
I have to remember, speaking to Rabbi Rosenzweig last week, and Rabbi Rosenzweig had some line about, you know, you're a Talmud Chacham if you, like, really know a lot of Mochamos and Bahamar, and I'm like, thank you. That's like, I find Mochamos to be like the hardest thing in the world to read.
It was so hard. We spent 45 minutes on it.
I find Mochamos.
It is fun.
I remember when I was in Karen Biyavna, so there was one Mochamos that we were doing at the beginning of Cheskes Habatim, and Rav Blachman kept on like for a week, we're like sitting on this Mochamos. He comes in to share one day, it's like, gentlemen, you totally missed the pshat in this Mochamos, because you have to look in the Chidushei HaRamban, and there's two extra lines of the Chidushei HaRamban that make the Mochamos look crappy. I'm like, so I was just wasting my time. Like, the whole thing made no sense. Okay, so basically, the Ramban in his Chidushim writes as follows. He asks the same kasha as Tysus. How do you know that there's a second reason, mutar l'shtamesh la'ora, maybe even on Shabbos, a madlikin, l'fisha kofsa zakukla? So the Ramban then says as follows. Shabbos, l'manda omar kofsa zakukla. Okay, where is it? The Ikula Meimar, the Sfirah and the Talmudah, came in the Bishabas, Iyashala Hizakik, La Locha Shinan, Umadikin, Bechol Hashmonin, Kavan Shefshar Shalo Yichu, Afbish Shepaon Shekavan, Lo Ichbaslan, Bishabas, Umadama Kofso, Zakukla, Dina Shavan Lachol, Umadama Kofso, Ain Zakukla. The Rabban has the following line. He says that the opinion of Kofso Zakukla agrees that on Shabbos Kofso Ain Zakukla. There is no opinion in Judaism, says the Ramban, that kofsa zakukla on Shabbos. It can't be. Because you can't redo it. Right? It's the Holy Sabbath. You can't redo it. So zak the Ramban, in the Chidushim, right, we should have made it clearer, says the Ramban that kofsa zakukla on Shabbos is impossible. Right? Even the opinion of Kafsa Zakukla on Shabbos has to hold Kafsa ein zakukla. Now, yes.
But what about like on Ereshav? Like if you say.
So now, what we would do is we would plug this Tosis and the Ramban into the Trumas Hadeshin and the Maharshal that the Taz quotes. Right? In other words, what the Ramban is saying is that Kafsa, on Erev Shabbos, for sure, Kafsa ain Zakukla. You cannot hold Kafsa Zakukla on Erev Shabbos. That sounds very Trumas Hadeshin-y. Remember years ago, I spent a Shabbos in Brooklyn at my chavrusa. That time, Tani Cohen was my chavrusa. Tani Cohen married Rav Schechter's daughter. He's like a Rebbe in YU High School. So I spent a Shabbos with his parents. And the guest speaker in his shul that Shabbos was Rabbi Kolevsky. It was like one of the Rosh Yeshiva Ner Israel in Baltimore. Rabbi Kolevsky gave a shiur on this. And he said, on Shabbos afternoon, he said that he felt that the Ramban and the Trumas Hadeshin is the same thing. That was like the whole shir, which is basically what we're trying to say now, and that actually sounds very reasonable to me. And the Rav of the show is this Rabbi Scheinerman, and he like started to scream. He's like, no, the Ramban and the Trumas Hadeshin are totally different, and they like begin to like disagree with each other. They didn't understand what he was talking about, because I think the Ramban and the Trumas Hadeshin really are the same, and that's exactly what we're trying to develop. They have to try to like jog my memory, see if I wrote it down after Shabbos. Because I don't remember now what this Rabbi Scheinerman was saying. But basically, the Ramban is arguing that for sure on Erev Shabbos, Kavsa ain Zakukla. That's given. Now, what that would mean is probably something very similar to Rashi. You see, when Rashi says that Kavsa Zakukla means that maybe you'll be Posheya, so therefore on Erev Shabbos we point out you can't be Posheya because you're not allowed to, so that has to mean that Kavsa Ein Zakukla. The Ramban / Trumas Hadeshin / Rashi are all saying something along the same lines, although we could also say the Ramban in a different way. You see, what we could maintain is that Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah on Erev Shabbos is fundamentally different than Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah any other time. Usually I have the mitzvah, Mishatishka Hachama Shetikla Regal Menashuk. But Erev Shabbos, I don't have that mitzvah. Right? That Zman is not true on Erev Shabbos. So one could argue that Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah on Erev Shabbos is a totally different mitzvah. Where the Chachomim, when they established Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah, they established it in like two maslulim. There are two different types of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. There's the weekday mitzvah, which is Mishatishka Chama Shetekla Regal Mashuk. Then there's the Shabbos mitzvah, which is beforehand. There's the weekday mitzvah, where Kavsa Zakukla. Then there's the Shabbos mitzvah, where it's Kavsa Eino Zakukla. For the Ramban, they are two separate things. I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos, and I got to hurry to make this 8:15 Shabbos. Okay. Shkoya, thank you.